Hot 105, it is our privilege to speak to Broward County Judge, Judge Ian Richards. Good morning. Welcome to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. How are you doing?
Quite well. First of all, I want to thank you for doing such a wonderful job on the bench. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Judge Ian Richards. I've been on the bench 6 years now. I was in domestic violence. I was the only misdemeanor domestic violence judge in Broward County for about four plus years. While there, I was responsible for kind of cleaning up the division, trying to take it from 1,100 cases to under 500 active cases.
How did you do?
We stayed there until 11:30 at night sometimes. We stayed there until 12 o'clock at night sometimes. Fortunately, I had some very dedicated prosecutors and defense attorneys and everything that were in there so that we could get to the cases within a reasonable period of time and you wouldn't have victims and defendants waiting more than 3 months to go to trial.
You also have extracurricular activities. You have a foundation.
In terms of the foundation, as a judge, we're not allowed to raise money. So the foundation, as it's called, is basically something where I put as much of my money into it to try and make sure that our kids have a focus. You know, I came up through public school system. My kids are coming up through the public school system. I'm a member of the PTA. And what I learned is that as you go on through school, there are a lot of programs like dual enrollment and scholarships and internships and everything else that you learn about after you leave school, after you leave college. And if you know about them before, you can really make a difference in terms of the track in your education. I'm kind of pro science and math, stuff like actuarial science for our students, because I believe we're underrepresented in those areas. And I also believe once you have the internship, which is a key a lot of folks don't know about. The internship means that you have a chance to get a job before you even leave school. You don't have to look around for it or search for it or anything like that. They're searching for you.
Judge Richards, you're going to be running for re-election. You do an exemplary job on the bench, but where can folks, quote unquote, see you at work?
Right now, I'm in the Hollywood Courthouse, and I also welcome students in. When I was in domestic violence, I brought in about 60-plus kids. I bought them all pizza and everything else, and I just want them to see how the process works and realize that judges aren't godly beings or anything like that. We're human beings just like everyone else. And other individuals that come into court, whether or not they're the defendant, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, the witnesses and the like, they're human beings too, and see how human beings react and how you should act when you're out in public.
You're going to be running for a re-election. How will we find out more information?
In terms of re-election, it's judgeianrichards.com. For the scholarships and internships, which I'm very, very interested in, and interested in the students knowing about, it's ianrichards.com. So there's a difference. It's judgeianrichards.com, which is political, and ianrichards.com, which is non-political. And I'm hoping that the students go out there and have a chance to learn about the different scholarships and available internships, which I think are most important, so that when they leave school, they have high-paying jobs. And that's what my real passion is. I have to do the political thing as well, but the real passion is in them learning about internships and scholarships.
I'd like to keep you on the bench as well, so I hope folks go out and support you as well as your foundation. Any other points before we close?
Domestic violence. I just like to say to those individuals out there that might be suffering in silence, male or female, that you have a way out. State of Florida is one of those places where they don't make it that hard for you to leave a relationship. Nobody has a right to put their hands on you. Unfortunately, I had a gentleman put his hands on someone right in front of me in open court, and we had to get involved in that.
You jump over the bench. you literally jumped over the bench to assist this person that needed your assistance.
Well, I'm hoping that never happens. And the sad thing is that it got out of jail, according to the information I received, and did the same thing again in front of another judge, Judge Cohen, and actually is now facing 15 years in state prison because of that. And I don't think anyone should subject themselves to being manhandled in any way, shape, or form by the person who promised to love and cherish them.
I appreciate you coming by this morning, spending some time with us. We're speaking to Broward County Judge, Judge Ian Richards. Thank you.
Thank you.